We in the car. We ride slow.
We ride slow.
We doing we things, do that, the things girls, that the girls don't do. The boys stare.
We smile back.
All my girls in the rainbow Cadillac.
Cadillac. Yeah.
Yeah.
That song slaps.
Slaps to this day.
You can't tell me that the girls were not doing it like that.
I need to rewatch Making the Band.
That's what it comes down to. I watch clips periodically, and I just like pull up the ones where it was really messy.
Aubrey, they were like, she's like, stop dance, stop staring at him like he's a steak.
It's like at that point they were already fucking, so it's like. The way they tried to trick us into thinking that like she wasn't.
Wait, so Aubrey
him.
Did fuck P. Diddy?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Girl. I'm like, okay.
He was. Yeah,
and
he she was fucked all up in. He was all.
And she
in
fucked
her.
Donald Trump Jr. Like, she fucking everybody.
And then she wrote that song about Donald Trump Jr. Like she was drunk on him. Apparently his D was like that good. I don't believe it.
Impossible.
Impossible. Like.
I want to see it. I want to see your dick.
I need to see it.
We're going to get to Sister Patterson in a minute.
Oh, yes. Girl.
First off, everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I'm joined here again by everyone's favorite guest, Jonathan Lawhorn.
Hi. We're back in this game.
From Seattle. He's coming from his new apartment.
Yeah, out here in Seattle. My new house. Keeping it cute. Got to reset.
What else is new?
Not much. Like, you know, trying to stay, you know, carefree and unbothered.
Right before I got on this with you, I was in a Mama Joyce hole.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that's not a bad hole to be in.
No, not at all. I just kind of forget about her sometimes because, you know, she's real quiet, but then just those moments, but I was like really deep in the clips. Whew, don't ever let us be senior citizens together, because the way our mouths are set up, the way
everybody's gonna want smoke,
like everybody, but you know what, they're not gonna get it, because when I'm a senior, when I know that I have the guarantee of not getting my ass whooped because I'm a senior citizen, I'm going to talk so much shit.
Plus, you can, when we're senior citizens, you can literally shoot people and it's fine. Like, it's like, that's literally where you really can be out here spraying these bitches with bullets. Like,
we said this earlier this week. I was like, you know what? I'm over fighting with you bitches online. I'm not going back and forth with you. I'm just going to shoot you.
Like, I'm like, it's really like, that's testing who's really with the action. Like, I can't watch another video of somebody like confronting a person not wearing a mask. Like, if y'all don't shoot these people and go about your day, like, I don't have time for this shit.
Seriously. By the time the cops show up, I'm in the wind. My hair's blowing in the wind. Like, I'm a superstar down the highway. Like, I.
Like, just be like, Antifa was here. Like, whatever. Just say whatever you need to say. Like, I'm just like, I don't have time for this anymore. I'm just like, I don't want to see any more videos of people arguing with these people. Like, it's too much.
Like, I checked the time on the video and it's like, it's 15 minutes long. How are you arguing with a stranger for 15 minutes and no one got shot yet? No one shot.
Like, at least a taser. Like, I'm just like, where do y'all stay at? Like, I'm
like, not efficient.
Right?
Let's get it popping. I have shows to watch. Like, this is crazy. Over a mask?
I got to get dinner on the table. You got me in the grocery store arguing. You could have shot this woman and kept it pushing. Like, I don't have time for this.
Okay, so my friend Keith is constantly getting, like, dragged on. My friend Keith is constantly, like, fighting with people on Twitter. He's not even fighting with people. People just come for him. And I'm like, and then he just, like, replies. And then it starts snowballs from there. But I'm just like, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you bitches back and forth. Put your location on. Because I'm not going back and forth with y'all all day. I have shit to do. Show me where you're at and let's just. It's 2020. Who's like, beefing on the internet anyways?
I mean, I'm my favorite person on Twitter who like does it, who I feel like you have to model yourself. I mean, JT from City Girls, but like this JT, you can't even ask that bitch a question. It's a smooth block. Like you be like, JT, where you get your weed blocked? Like she doesn't, like she's not interested. Like,
That sounds like me. I block for even looking at me the wrong way. Like
that's big JT energy. Like somebody tried to give her a compliment. She was in a cute mood and thought it was a comment for her block. The girl didn't even get to explain herself.
JT just got out of prison, so she has no time to waste.
Also, who's
Young Miami though? Young Miami gets dragged.
They need to leave.
They dragged her on the Chloe Halle remix.
Well, she just like ran across the track with no sense. Like it made
people were
no
dragging
sense.
Her about the her verse on it. They weren't even touching JT. They were like, JT, you're fine. Young Miami, you're trash. Da-da-da-da-da. And like she went on Twitter and she was just like, I'm sorry, I don't like it. I guess y'all learned to love it, I suppose. It's like,
But Carisha's so unbothered, though. She's like, okay, y'all don't like it, whatever. Like, she's like, I'm going to keep doing me. Like, she don't care.
That's what I love about her.
She's like, y'all be arguing with each other over me on Twitter. Like, she be in the club, like, making it rain, no mask. Like, it's like, I just... Right. Like they in the club or at everybody apparently at Cardi's birthday party and we weren't. And I'm lit.
We were the only two people not at Cardi's party.
That weren't there.
Well, let's go into it first. Okay. Because Cardi B and Offset are back together. I'm so fucking sick. I'm not even going to talk about them anymore because I'm not even.
You know, Hennessy, her and Hennessy unfollowed each other.
Did they?
Yes, because you know Hennessy probably was in her Solange bag. Yeah. And was like, bitch, if you bring this nigga around me again, I'm going to fuck him up. Like, she mad. And Cardi
that's
probably
why you
had
to
go back.
That's why you have to disengage with your friends' boyfriends, or not even your friends, your family's boyfriends and all that shit. You can't tell them the truth about it when they break up, because what happens the next week they get back together? Two dummies. Are you dumb?
Dummies. She is. Like, I just saw a video. He was just on live bullying her in the second his dick. And I was like,
God, I saw that. I know you're talking about.
I'm like, ew.
Like, men ruin everything. Move.
Like, move. You couldn't even pay me to suck whatever is in those pants. I'm good. Yuck. Girl, nobody want a mouthful of spicy piss. Just... We good.
Ugh, God, spicy piss. Is that what you just said? I'm so sorry, Tracy. Tracy's going to have to edit the fuck out of this. Leave it in. Fuck it.
Leave it in. Leave it in. We've been indoors too long. I'm saying whatever the fuck I want to say. Nobody go run up because I will shoot you this time. I'm not playing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys, Jonathan does not have a gun.
I do. Yet.
Is Seattle open carry?
I have a friend who stayed down to the bar with his gun. And he always like, you need it. And I'm like, I might, actually. Because you've asked me enough that, like, I might turn around and just be like, and then get back to my drinks. Like, I don't, this is the temperature I'm at right now.
It's spicy. Oh my God.
I'm mixy.
As we catapult into November 3rd.
I'm not ready for the streets. I'm staying indoors. Like, I can't. I'm not going outside for a whole week afterwards because they're going to be on the streets losing it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Easy. But you know what happened before that, but they already broke up last week. I don't think I talked about this last week in the podcast, but literally like blocks from my old apartment, because you know I moved.
Right, like a month ago.
Right. I'm in the new spot. And but this place was like, they broke up a 10,000 person wedding.
Oh,
two blocks from my old place.
Oh, no. Like, why? Like, what? Like, why are people so pressed to get married in this hellscape? Like, I don't get it. Like, you want these memories? Like, I'm like, bitch, you sure you don't want to wait? Like, I don't get the rush. Why is everybody 6 months pregnant? Like, please make it make sense. Like,
okay, now I really have to get Kleenex. I just snotted on my fucking cell, and I'm not about to sit on this Zoom. I'm getting Kleenex because you just made me fucking snot all over my face.
Like, this shit is wearing me out. Every time I open a social media app, somebody's pregnant. And I'm like, what? Or like, people be like, oh, my baby was born. When were you pregnant, sis? I'm just like, I don't get it. I mean, you were indoors. Like, how did Mindy Kaling have a whole baby? Like, what is going on?
Who had
Kelly
a baby?
Pregnant. Mindy Kaling had a whole baby.
Oh, wow.
And then Kelly pregnant, Summer Walker pregnant, but saying she bloated with Chipotle. Girl, we know you're pregnant. Stop lying. Like, this is dumb. Like, you're a bird. God. Clearly you're pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, are they still doing abortions right now? I'm just asking for someone. I'm asking for a friend.
I love they run out of abortions. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like, yeah, they run out
of, get it while you can.
Amy about to take that and send the gays to the camps. Y'all better get what y'all can do.
Well, let's talk about that witch, actually. So look, she's getting right, they're doing the vote on Monday.
Be sitting up on the Supreme Court, cute, tormenting the girls, and I can't wait for it.
Shut up. Fuck you. I am so sick about it. Oh my God. I need Mitch McConnell dead by this weekend. I'm sorry.
He seems to be rotting. So, I mean, this might work out.
I'm over the whole, like, we've got to be better than that. No, it's 2020. I am, like, in the trenches of 2020. Like, I'm over pretending to be good about this. I need Mitch McConnell, like, dead yesterday. Like,
no, I need,
he's rotting from the inside out.
Right.
Those photos of his hands?
Gout, his shit about to come off. It's like, these are dead limbs. Like,
he looks like a walker.
He does. And I'm really waiting for him to just, like, if the witches don't take him by Halloween, I'm really sick of this shit. Like, I do not want to come out of this month without, like, blood. I want bodies. Like, I will feel so cheated if, like, we don't get, because it's like, I'm not satisfied with Herman Cain. I need more. Like, I need.
Yeah, he wasn't even, like, really spicy in the mix. Like, he was just attending events. He wasn't actually doing legislation.
Right, I was like, also like, kind of sad. I'm like, of course, the black person that's over there dies. Like, yeah, this is not good enough for me. I need like heavy hitters.
Yeah,
give me Ivanka. I need her gone. Like, I'm so sick of seeing her.
Melania,
like,
I guess, canceled all of her appearances, so she must not be doing too well. But
as if he cares.
I know he doesn't care. He won't see her anyways.
He won't see her. I'm like, so Amy about to get her new seat.
She's about to get her seat. Mitch McConnell's about to get his just desserts. I'm on a deadline. I need it by Monday on my desk. I need his resignation or his death warrant or whatever, the death warrant, death certificate. I mean,
his death certificate. I need whatever. It.
Do they still do those?
I think so. I mean, I think that you got to ask the same person who can tell you.
Or do you just do like a Facebook post when people die now?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, his Twitter account will probably keep going. So I don't know how this works.
Yeah, clearly they don't either, because Herman Cain was still tweeting an hour after he was dead. So,
like, watch Herman Cain be on some Tupac and he's like really chilling at home. But like, nobody cares enough to investigate. Like, they're like, okay, whatever. Like, he's still here. Yeah.
You know who was getting spicy last night?
What?
Obama.
Oh, and he was like,
did you watch it?
I watched like the little clip. I'm just like, y'all be. I'm like, I can't. I mean, of course, you know, I live for Obama, but I'm just like, I just think
you have fatigue.
I'm tired, and I just feel like this because we've been indoors so long. Like, bitches literally go up for the bare minimum, and I'm just like, I need y'all to really do better. Like, somebody just speaking in a clear sentence. You're like,
I know,
yeah,
and we're just
bitch,
like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Like,
well, that was me yesterday. Are you subbing me?
At me, bitch. No sneak dissing. We don't do that over here. Actually, no, I'm not adding. I'm going to shoot you. Like, this is literally what we need to keep. It needs to always start with a gun.
Stay
like,
that temperature. Oh, my God. Okay. So Obama was spitting last night. He had, like, waited for years to finally say something about Trump. And he just, like, snapped. He was like, it was a 20-minute speech, I think. I forget. It was really long.
Yeah, I was happy that, like, you know, I mean, it activated the people it needed to activate. So it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you vote already? Are you doing like
No, I don't vote here.
Oh, you're doing absentee?
I vote absentee in Tennessee.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Everyone thank Jonathan.
Getting it mixy because we about to get hateful witch up out of this bitch. What's the fucking name? Marsha Blackburn. I can't fucking stand her.
I can't stand her at all. Everyone thank Jonathan. You want to drop your Venmo just in case? I doubt you'll get anything.
I am not.
I did that this morning.
Stop trying to pull me into the booster life. I can't do this with you.
Am I a scammer? Because I put my...
Bitch, you're a fucking scammer. You're over here like, I'm going to drop my Venmo. Like, what? Like, what? For what? Like, I'm obsessed. They should pay your rent, honestly.
I think people should pay creators. I think, you know, if you make someone's day and they feel inclined to, you know, if you put a smile on someone's face, especially in this hellscape of a fucking year that we're in, then that means a lot to some people. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, these bitches be sweating you enough. I mean, they could turn it into
fun. People paying money for feet pre-pandemic. This is so true. You could this send me true. Money for a meme. I don't fuck. You know what
this
it is like.
This
I don't,
is true. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, it's still like that's still part of like the booster life. But it's okay because I'm getting on board. Like I'm trying to figure out what I can do. If it's me selling crab legs or waist trainers, like I'm trying to figure out where I can fit in.
I'm doing a lot of skincare stuff lately. I'm about to start doing some skincare stuff on the, so stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cute. Trying to get. I'm doing like specific, my products are specifically targeted to Black folks that are slow. Cause I need my numbers to go up. I need to run this shit up. Like I'm mad. Like
last year I would have done a waist trainer just for the, but now I need a waist trainer. Like now I need a free waist trainer. Like this is crazy.
I'm
I need
sure
to
you
reimagine
can get
my
somebody
fat.
To send you one. Oh, you could do easily get somebody to send you one. Hit up Prima Donna.
Remember how quickly I got fat this quarantine?
Girl,
do you remember I showed you 2 weeks in? You were like, oh.
I was like, she gonna let herself go. Okay.
Body ain't ready.
Your body is still cooking. Apparently now it's overcooked. So I don't know what you're doing.
Everyone, thank Jonathan. Thank you for coming on my show. So,
and telling me my body's mush. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
You know who else's body's mush?
Tiffany Trump.
Yep. How did you know?
Wait, did you call Tiffany her a microwaved American girl doll? I
a
can't.
Microwaved American girl doll. She looked like
a prized pig. I was just like,
she sure
I can't,
did. She was the hot pink. Wait, the powder pink. Hervé Leger was giving prized pig. Is that what you
so
said in a text message?
Like, it was very screaming. Much giving prized pig. Like I was just like, why is she up here? And I was like, what was that woman? I didn't understand what was going on. So like, I
she
just
didn't
like,
either. So you, you're,
her
you're
mom doing... was there. Like, I, and then when she like did the like, she was like laughing, and then she like immediately faked
the tonal
tears
shift
about somebody dying
crazy.
From AIDS.
She's
I was
like,
oh, we
died
got to AIDS.
AIDS.
Right. I was like, throw the AIDS in there so you can get it. Gotta throw the AIDS. They're not gay if there's no AIDS. It's like, I can't, girl. Like, I don't have time for this.
She's like, we want the dead gay vote.
It's like, you want the like the fucking old decrepit gays on the way out vote. Like, they're good. Leave them alone. They're all in Palm Springs anyway. They don't want to be bothered. Like they're with me. They're like, put Amy on the bench and let's get this shit popping. Like I'm good. Like they're
they didn't see so me. Much other shit in their life. They're like, whatever.
Cause like they're literally sitting at home, like, y'all don't deserve none of this shit the way y'all be acting online. Like, I mean, if you really sat down with some old gay folks, they'd be like, y'all don't deserve none of this shit. Y'all show out every time you get a fucking computer or a phone in front of y'all. Let that bitch get on the bench and take all this shit from y'all acting so damn foolish. I can't.
Oh my God.
I'm so sick of everybody.
That's going to be
I
us
can't.
Talking about the 2020s.
Right. This will be us in 2021 talking about this year, sounding like we're 85 mm-hmm. because I'm yeah. literally exhausted.
I'm over it. But she didn't know what the fuck was going on at that rally. I don't even know where it was. Like,
where
was it in
was
the
it?
U.S.?
It wasn't. It was like in one of the small meeting rooms at a DoubleTree. Like, I was like, where is this? I'm like, I don't know who. Like,
the fact
also,
that he sent Tiffany Trump out shows how little he cares about the gays. The fact that that's the one he picked.
And I bet somebody was like, ooh, wear this dress. They'll like this. Like,
yeah, like the,
no.
the early 2000s Hervé Leger, and it's not even fucking vintage looking. At least have a Swarovski crystal sidekick
right.
in your hand as a side, like as a, like if you're going to go the full Paris Hilton.
Like if you're going to go there, right.
Do that. Like fully commit to the fucking look. Like how little he cares about us that he sent us like the ragdoll version of his daughter that he likes. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
If he really cared about the gays, he would at least give his top tier fish like Melania. Like,
I mean, and she wouldn't do much. I mean, at least send out somebody that like can do sort of spin a look. I mean, give me something. Like,
who is like, okay, if you had to like, I mean, we're, oh God, this is so terrible. But if you I'm had to pick like the closest to a gay icon, not a gay icon, but like that could not a gay icon.
What?
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what,
wait,
if you had to pick someone
better. In his White House?
In his circle. If you had to pick one better, like, obviously, Tiffany Trump is the worst person. But if you had to pick one female, and I, not a gay icon, that's obviously not. But, like, if you had to pick one that was better than.
I mean, for the white gays, Hope Hicks. But then for like that is she is giving Taylor Swifty fish all day. Like they would live for her. But if
who's
you
the
want
one?
Some,
who's the one who, with the three last names or the two last names? The one that gives like
who Omarosa? Boy,
Butch Boy and Drag for the first time. Sarah Huckabee.
Oh.
She gets like Boy and Drag for the first time, kind of like that.
She's giving me like Boys Don't Cry fish. And I'm like, yeah. I really need to figure out what's going on.
You know, okay. You would have to get Omarosa. You would have to get Omarosa.
You have to get Omarosa because she would at least come in throwing, like we would fuck with her. Like we if Omarosa was at that,
oh my God.
I might have showed up if Omarosa was at it. Like I might have been like, let me just see what she's talking about. Like I just want to go see real quick.
And then she starts with you and then you're like, hold up, I'm not going back and forth with you. Let me go out to my car real quick.
But Omarosa might shoot me trying to go get Maya to the car. Like she
oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely. Omarosa shooting everyone in that room when she's done.
Where is she? Like she's been like, where is she?
Exiled. I mean, she can't work in any other administration again after this. She can't even work in the media industry. She can't.
That's crazy to me that out of all, like, Omarosa can't work, but all these other bums are able to get fucking, like, media careers. It's like, Omarosa really...
She's black.
I know, and it's unfortunate, because Omarosa is actually smart and gathers bitches when she really be in an interview fight. And I love Omarosa opposite a white woman. Like, that's my favorite thing because she eats these bitches out.
If you ever have time, Google the Bethany versus Omarosa on the Bethany
show. I just
show.
Rewatched it. I was just watching it. I
watched it the other day!
Bethany didn't even know what was coming. Bethany was so shook.
Wait, but who won Wendy versus Omarosa on the Wendy Williams show? See, I'm team Wendy on that one. Do you remember that? She's like with the Restylane. She told her to get some Restylane and some Botox.
Wait, who did Wendy eat out recently? And I was like, who was it?
See, these days Wendy's not really quite with it, so she's the one getting eaten up.
Yeah, I don't really see how she Like she's I don't see her doing much these days.
Ooh. Speaking
Ooh,
of
right. What?
Black icons.
Who?
Tiffany Pollard's back.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about it.
So excited about this.
Obsessed.
Just in case everybody doesn't know, the HBIC is back. She's been she's reuniting with some of the men who tried to win her heart during I Love New York. She's going to be filming an I Love New York Reunited special on VH1. It's going to air on Monday, November
23rd. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I want to watch, but I really only want to watch if Sister Patterson's there. I need a full... I told you I met Sister Patterson.
No.
Oh my God.
You did?
Yes, we hung out.
Is she even nuttier?
She's nuttier.
Of course she is. I love her.
Tiffany's just as nice in person as she comes off on the show.
I love Tiffany so much. I just think she's so fucking jazzy.
I know, same. I think I'm so happy that the Kardashians are finally going away so she can really truly be the queen of reality TV because, let's be real, the only reason that she's not crowned the official queen of reality TV, even though everyone knows she is because she's black. It's the reason
she was there first.
She was there first, but she should have been working all this time and it's kind of...
Right.
It's criminal that it's just now...
It's because they Keep Up Kardashians came on and they just took up so much fucking space and everybody was like, oh my God, I did so good. I'm like, I don't even know what happens on that show. So like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I only got tuned in when the small one rocked the bigger one. And then I was like, oh great. Like I was hyped. Like, yeah. I was like,
you mean Bob rocked the little one rocked the Bob, right?
Yeah, the little one rocked Bob and like knocked her makeup onto the wall. And I was like, oh, I'm hyped.
And then the big one was like, hey, don't knock into my walls. And she tried to clean up the makeup off the wall, the big one.
Yeah, OJ daughter. Like, she was being that one. I was like, I don't have time for this. But then my favorite is Drita doing the voiceover for the fight.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Oscar-worthy.
Oh, you know, I rewatched the reunion when Drita shows it, walks in and throws her purse and is like, get up, Karen. I'm like, yes!
Oh, I miss Drita.
Drita is everything to me, and I just realized I've stopped calling people calling rats, and I need to bring that back. Like, I'm just like,
you're very much Drita. That is your spirit animal. You're very much that
Drita,
hectic energy.
Hectic. It's just like you don't know when it's gonna come out. Like, it's like
Queen
Hectic
2020. You're crowned Queen Hectic. Yeah, it's natty. you know, Big Angie's mine on there, but you know.
Oh my God, I love Big, and they were best friends, so it was perfect.
Ah, yeah, naturally. So on I Love New York Reunited, which Bachelor would you be the most excited to see come back?
Wait, I don't remember their names.
Yeah, but you can remember remember
Heat? I'm trying to, wait, I think that's the one I'm thinking of and I just don't know his name.
No, Heat is probably not because he's white and he's like shorter.
Oh, wait, I remember there was like a random white.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Boston, you're talking about Mr. Boston.
That's who I think I'm talking about. Wait,
I kind of like Chance.
Oh, okay.
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up because I was like, let me see what these motherfuckers look like. Because I'm sure they all look like junkies now.
Oh, are junkies now.
Are you right? Oh, Chance. No, I like him. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. I live for him.
And that's the one I always wanted with her.
Ooh, can we just like go back a little bit to Tiffany? Because we talked about this off podcast. But
what did we talk about?
That video of Tiffany interviewing Scrap. Whew.
Oh, woo, yeah. Scrap is... I want her with him.
I want to be with him. Shit, I'm kidding. Girl, I forgot he looked like that. Like,
he does look really good. He does look really good.
I was like, why does he look like this? This man was not like this on the show.
Yeah, he's the best looking person in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, okay. So you want to get beat up like those gays were fighting in the parking lot that I sent you the video. Because they... Wait, no. Oh, the brother died. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, yeah, he did die. What was his name? Karma?
Kamal. Ahmad. Yeah, real Chance loves Ahmad Givens. Because Kamal is Chance's real name.
Okay. I'm trying to look up the people.
Sad. Yeah, so when is this? There's so much reboots because we're getting the OnlyFans Bad Girls Club, which I'm like so confused because the girls are already fighting online. Like it's already been exposed that Natalie was like lying and now the twins won't smoke. It's already what I need. So I'm like,
someone's gonna die.
Someone's bringing
it's gonna up. Die.
Like,
yeah.
Somebody's getting shot, and I really need them to be prepared because it's on OnlyFans. Like, there's no production budget. Like, they're just like, we filming it with our phone.
Is that their first show, OnlyFans?
I think so. But then, like, the twins were saying Zeus hit them up and was like, yeah, we want the show. And Zeus be turning out the content. I might look.
Zeus has the fights. Embezzle. If anyone doesn't know, Zeus is an online streaming. It's kind of like a hood Quibi.
But like Quibi went out of business.
Oh yeah, rest in peace, Quibi.
Rest in peace, Quibi.
Yeah. No, but Zeus has the Black China show. Is that what it's called, the Black China show?
I think it is.
Nobody even knows because nobody ever watched that show, but we have so many memes from it. It's like Little Women Atlanta. Nobody watches it, but we all know. Oh, no.
I've never watched a full episode.
Ever an episode, and you don't need to.
Ever, because it's weird. And like, what am I watching it for?
And it's actually funner to try to put the pieces together from did that one die?
Stop! I just like catching it when they be fighting and they be like regular sized people in the fights. And I'm just like, this is a lot. Like, I'm just
oh my God.
When, what's her name? When the dead one's mama threw the chicken wing. When the dead one's mama.
That's a subject because you don't matter. you don't. I watched Real Housewives of OC. Something I said I was not going to do this season.
Wait,
but you know what?
Is Gina back?
No, she just did the voiceover for the opening.
Bring her back.
What do we like? Wait, which you're talking about? Old school Gina, right?
Yeah, Gina Keogh. Yeah, you love. That's all. I love Gina Keogh.
I thought you were talking about the new Gina.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You know, the one with the ratty extensions. He's always sitting on her floor with the broken iPhone screen and lemon leggings with the DUI and a husband that don't love her. He cheats on her with seven kids running around in a muddy pit in her backyard.
Stop. Yeah. Yes, her.
There's more. Yeah. I can go, but it's...
Wait, wow, you really want to just read this woman right now.
No, she's a self-read. You could literally watch the show. It just unrolls. You don't even have to.
It's just like, OC don't hit for me now that Vicky
is gone. It never really quite hit the spot.
it only hit those first seasons because it was still messy. Like, I want Joe and Slade back. Like, I want somebody broke on the show.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, I needed Slade, like, evading child support. Like, I need that back.
They like, need
all of that.
If you think about it, all those shows are always the best when there's one broke bitch. Like, Bethany was that broke girl on Real Housewives in New York when it was really amazing.
And she flipped it and the girls were mad. So it never recovered.
Made them all the broke ones now. So
right, it was like Bethany exactly. And everybody else is broke. Like, it's like
it was like no expertise. Like, and then, like, you know, like Sheree being on Atlanta was like really amazing. Karen on or Robin, you know what I mean? It's like, I love a broke, you know, one broke girl.
Somebody was like, I told like this white girlfriend of mine to watch Potomac. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she reported back. She was like, oh my God, I love Potomac. My favorite's Robin. And I was like, what?
Sometimes that happens. So
I'm like,
the other day someone was on Twitter and they posted a pretty photo of Robin and they said, I just started Potomac. I love Robin. Or they said, I'm new to Potomac and I just love Robin. And everyone wrote back, they're like, yeah, we could give tell you time. New. Give it time.
He's like, give it time.
But give the thing is, you know, I love Robin. I do. But she gets on my Robin fucking nerves too. This season, you know.
Because like I'm like the fucking like AKA girls, I can't they so mad, they just want Monique off because they mad because Monique got money. Like, I need y'all to be like, just be transparent and jealous.
Money in hands.
Okay, so can we talk about Ashley gathering Candace? Because I was when Candace was trying to, first of all, I'm like, Candace, stop. Like,
let's talk about this. So on Real Housewives of Potomac right now,
Candace is too much.
She's
for me.
Filing charges against Monique for whooping her ass at the winery barn. And Candace understands that this, what is it? It's a criminal suit that she's filing.
She
gave a testimony. Oh, it's civil.
It's civil. She wants money.
No. I think you do the criminal first and then you do the civil.
Well, they dropped the criminal one and then she had the civil one.
Oh, so now
and then they threw out
money.
The charges. She has no charges. They threw it all out. Monique just updated. Like, there's court case.
Oh, so she's just a whip her ass in real life. Okay.
Right. Like, she, like, they were like, girl, like, you, like, you instigated this whole
I love
shit.
Monique.
Like, I do too. And I'm just like, Candace needed money. Just say, you would have better off asking her for a loan instead of getting beat up. Like, it's like, girl, just get what you need. It's like,
no, she was just like, you know, she filed the charges and then everyone was asking her about it. They were like, hey, you know, these charges come with a pretty hefty, like a pretty large possible jail time. It was like 5 years. And she was like, well, I'm going to let the criminal justice system do what it does. And it's like, Candace. What?
Like, Candace, you got to pick who you go be. Like, you act like you a country club bitch, but you stay in people's faces. Like, that's how bitches get beat up. And then you're surprised that Monique swung on you.
Uh-huh.
But like, it's like, which is it? Like, are you classy and you too cute? You did that? Or like, what? Like, where is it? Because you ain't that girl. And we were proven that you weren't that girl. And Monique still beat you up and looked pretty. So I need you to figure out, like,
we got Candace on this show. And Candace probably, you know what? We flew too close to the sun with Potomac. And I bet after this season, it might kind of cap off and not be as amazing. Because both of them aren't going to come back. You're not going to get both of them back. There's not going to be a reconciliation. So we're either going to get Candace back without Monique or Monique without Candace. I'd obviously choose the Monique.
Well, I don't think Monique's going anywhere because her and Karen are tight. So like Karen's going to be
tight,
like,
but
no.
I don't think Monique would want to come back. And I heard from a source that says that she.
I mean, I don't see why she would need. I mean, the show needs
he doesn't
Monique
need to.
More than.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't need to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would be disappointed because I do like her, but I'm sure Chris is sick of them damn cameras.
Get rid of Candace
because
we have Wendy. Wendy's doing what Candace thinks she's doing.
But Wendy also is corny and needs to figure out her hairline. So, like, I'm still, like, Wendy will never be it. Like, I mean, she can stay on the show, but I'm never going to fuck with her.
The menu at her Sip and See was really cute, though. The jerk chicken and the Rasta pasta.
I mean, I let Nigerian Twitter eat her up because they were like, bitch, none of this made sense. Like, they were
so let's talk about that because she was all about the Nigerian pride at the thing. I was looking around. Nobody had on pink. She was standing at the door and she was like, you're not wearing pink. It's like, girl.
It was a lot. I was just like, also, where is Robin getting her wardrobe budget from? Like, I'm just trying to figure out how she has a YSL bag. Like, I'm
like,
just like,
outside of Atlanta, DC is like the scammer capital. So, you know, she's got some booster
she's probably
stylist.
Boosting. Yeah.
You know, and by stylist, probably. I mean just like a booster with a credit card stolen, probably just buying shit, returning it to all the shops, you know, Robin's getting it all nice and sweaty at these filmings and then giving it back to them. You know, it's true. Stretching his shit out.
He waiting on her porch like, girl, you supposed to give me these pieces back or I was to go. Like, it's like that.
Robin just gives me like stealing from the photo shoot vibes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, putting the craft services in her purse.
If fake it and never make it was a person, it's definitely Robin. Like, it's like
Robin. So since you're on the mood of getting disrespectful, let's rewind for a second. Talk about the dead little woman again. Stop. What were you gonna say about her?
I was just saying I was just triggered. I keep seeing the clip of like the dead ones, like the dead one's real size mom, like fighting Miss Juicy. And she like threw a plate of chicken wings at Miss Juicy. And I was like, if this isn't the most Atlanta shit I've never seen, because I'm like, y'all probably at that place that all these bloggers keep promoting, were like, what's that? I think it's what, like Hattie Marie's. I can't. Like, first of all, I'm like, y'all throwing ribs and shit. It's like, it's a lie. Like, it's like early days of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. They're tearing Bugatta the fuck up. Like, you couldn't even get it.
Do you remember there wasn't Little Woman Atlanta. It was like, I think it was like Dallas or something like that. I saw a clip and it was a bunch of white ones fighting and like one black one. Right? And then so they were like all fighting. It was like they were in football jerseys. I guess they were like watching a football game. So they were fighting, right? And then like they were fighting, like they were fighting literally, you know, those kind of fights that like move from area to area in the spot. Like it's like starts at the bathrooms, then it ends up at the front bar. Like it's just a moving fight. And it was like seven of them because they were all so little. So they were like ducking under tables and running and shit. It was like the. And then a big person comes into the mix and starts punching.
They always be like all like the Atlanta ones, all of them have like a regular sized sister that be one smoke who just like will come into the scene. Like I always
the one came into the scene out of nowhere and started like, hanging out. She was punched like, dead in her face. And the girl comes up, she's punched like the small and she chipped her tooth and she starts like coming up the other. She's like, you chipped my fucking tooth. It was such a good mess. I was like,
the optics of you beating on these little folks and you just don't see any problem with it. Like, I'm just like, okay. Like, the fact that this is being aired is so crazy to me. Mm-mm. Like, that is like, it's like the equivalent of like elder abuse for like people that are like, it's like, that's not okay. Like, that was like, yeah. Really? I can't. Wait, listen. We know what we haven't talked about.
What? Wait, what are we talking about? What? Wait, what am I missing? Tory Lanez. So he's going to jail.
Did you see he just went on live and was, oh my God. Just
today?
It was yesterday. He's not.
Just to fill everyone in, Tory Lanez is the broke rapper who's also should be on Little Women.
Wow.
He's like 5'4".
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
He should be on Little Women Atlanta.
He's little. So he shot Meg Thee Stallion. Wow. He shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot like twice. So he's going to go to prison. He's so short. When he gets to prison, they're going to use him as a fleshlight.
Oh, they probably go stick him up R. Kelly's butt. And then like we can get rid of both of them because I'm good. He literally went on live and was like,
switch an ignition.
He was like talking around the whole live, never said he didn't shoot her. But was just like, oh, I'm like, what? And then Meg got onto it.
Ignorant. Because like, first off, your lawyer's like, please don't get on live and talk about this. First off, like common sense 101. Like, don't but you know what? Live. He knows that he's going to prison at this point. So.
Mm-hmm. I hope. And they go he's rock the his dumbest. Shit in there.
They are going to rock his whole world.
Because you know, all the niggas in there got Meg posted on their
oh,
wall.
Yeah, they got Meg posted out.
His shit. They about to be like, you shot her. It's gonna be so easy. I mean, we could beat up Tory Lanez, so it's like this is very simple.
Easily.
I mean, he does carry a gun, so I might just.
I'm not
shoot
fighting him. With Tory Lanez, so I'll just shoot him.
But yeah, because he go try to shoot me, so I'm shooting.
Yeah. So you know. Listen, I want to head over to the B-side. I want to talk more with you. I want to talk about, I was watching Unsolved Mysteries. Did you see that? It's not. I was trying to watch Ratchet too. I want to talk about Doja Cat. And I also want to talk about Adele.
What about Doja Cat? We canceled her. What are we talking about her for?
We're going to talk about her though. So if you guys want to hear that bonus episode, head over to the B-side. That is on patreon.com/theBList. And you can subscribe there. It's only $5 a month to get this episode and that bonus episode weekly. Also, I want to mention that we also have the recap episode weekly with myself and my producer, Tracy Morrissey, where we recover weekly episodes of Potomac. We do recaps there. It's worth it.
It's getting really juicy.
Decided that we're going to do Salt Lake City too. So
that's coming. They look messy as fuck.
We've already seen the what's it called?
The pilot.
I saw the first episodes. Yeah,
is it messy?
You're gonna love it. Are they crazy?
They all look crazy. Like I'm upset.
It's gonna be.
They have to be. They live in Salt Lake City. It's gonna be
nutty. We love a nutty housewife.
I love nutty Jesus lovers. Like I'm just like I need that everywhere.
Wait, what is your city? What's your one city that you have to have a housewife show in that we don't have yet?
Need one in?
Yeah. You know, I think even though New Orleans is close to Atlanta, it's still a totally different
vibe.
It
would be a completely different vibe. I think they should do that for sure.
A Creole one, you know, like.
Oh, they should totally do that.
Or Houston.
I watched Southern Charm New Orleans and it was actually cute.
We're St. Louis, but I need an all black cast again.
I need another all black cast. I mean, if they really want it, if they want bitches to get shot, they would do Real Housewives of Memphis. So like, I would just really
we
can get K Michelle. Like K Michelle can go.
Or if they really want to be messy, to get K Michelle on there. If they really want to be messy, they could do New Orleans and do an all black cast with one white woman. I miss the days of Kim Zolciak being the one white woman on Atlanta.
Kim really did eat the girls up though.
Was good. Kim did. She was very unbothered.
Like I was like Kim. I kind of miss Kim. Like I was like I kind of miss the element of having Kim there.
Yeah, she looks. I mean, she looked like an Amazon blow up doll most of the time. But I mean, I just like she was so unbothered by them. I miss that, like her kikiing with like Sheree.
Also, she wasn't a scary white woman. Like Kim wanted smoke. Like she would argue with any bitch. Yeah. Like I was like, okay, Kim, I like that. Like I'm like bring that back.
Now I can see why they hang out with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo. Plus her and Kenya hating each other, I never will not love. Like them is so they're such good TV.
How can you not hate Kenya?
I know. She's so easy to hate. It's really unfortunate.
Tell the people where to follow you on social media.
You can follow me at Mr. Lawhorn, M-R, well, I like totally forget. I don't remember if there's a dot or not a dot. M-R-L-A-W-H-O-R-N-E. You'll see it. We be talking. He tagged me. You'll find it. And then on Twitter, it's M-R-L-A-W-H-O-R-N-E. We're a bit messier on Twitter.
Yeah, we do. It's a miserable place, but.
It's a horrible place.
But it's our miserable place.
But it feels like my people. It feels like all the people going to Earth too. So I really like it there.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.